You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You could also get two Ancestry service kits for only $99 at 23andMe. You haven't done one of those yet?
23andMe?
Yeah.
No, because my parents convinced me that that's selling your DNA to the government. Which, like...
Okay.
Like, do they not already have
Surely it? Surely they have it.
We're going to be the generation of, like, oh, okay, well, this is the new norm because we totally all did 23andMe. But, like, if everybody sold their DNA to the government, like, I don't want to not have done that, you know?
Yeah.
Because what, everybody's going to have a
FOMO.
Clone? Everyone's going to have a clone except me?
I think I have new relatives, too. Oh, my God, get this.
Could you, really quick, could you imagine?
I have 7 new DNA relatives.
Yeah, because it's all your clones from selling your DNA to the government. Can you imagine
everybody?
Yeah, it's all your clones. They have to add that to your family tree. Can you imagine? I'll just start over from the beginning of this. Could you imagine everybody had done 23andMe or like one way or another had sold their government or sold their DNA to the government. Government had gotten access to their DNA in like 10 years. Everybody has a clone, but like you thought you were being really smart by not like participating in any of the DNA sales of your own DNA.
You'd just be so left out without your clone.
Like everyone's going to the movies or the park with their clone and like I'm sitting at home with my finger in my ass.
But it could also be like a doodle bob
situation.
Like
my clone could have its finger in my ass.
It could be a doodle bob situation, like evil.
Yeah. Everyone's really worried about the clones or like the robots really killing us and stuff. And it's like valid, but like why does it always have to be fear mongering? What if our clones really were just like us with like good intentions too? And what if they're scared of us? What if our clones are scared of us?
I would be fine with a clone as long as it looked exactly like me. But if it's an inch prettier, it will have to be put down.
Death to clones.
I've always, like, my biggest nightmare has been having a sister closer to my age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God that my sister is 8 years younger than me.
I would love to have a twin.
I want a twin brother. But honestly, like, Noah's less than 2 years younger than me. Once we got older, it was kind of like twins.
Yeah. 2 years is pretty specific. So your mom must have been pregnant like right off the bat after getting you out.
Honestly, almost.
Yeah.
Not even a year after. Almost a little over a year.
Like that's like me getting upgraded again to the middle seat at Delta. Like you forget how horrible it was and then you do it again.
I don't know. I don't get.
What are you doing over there?
I'm resetting my password for 23andMe. Obviously, I have to do that right now.
Do you think maybe.
Obviously, I have to do that. No, obviously, I can't. Obviously, I'll reset it right now.
I'll continue talking about how I could see if I had a clone and it looked exactly like me, I'd be able to see finally, like, here's all the things wrong with your body. Now we can hone in on them. I feel like it's because I've only seen myself and I don't know how to perceive myself in the way I look and the way I act because it's just from people telling me and getting DMs like, you look like this person or this thing.
It's so scary. You'll never be able to see yourself through another person's eyes.
No. And then I see pictures of myself and it's like,
ew.
Fuggo, death, fuggo, jail. You know, but it's a lot of times people are like, what are you talking about? That's a good photo. You should post that. But hindsight's 50-50. Even foresight's 50-50. I don't have good foresight either.
Yes, you do. You have 20/20.
No, they took my foresight during the circumcision.
Connor.
That's funny, right? Like, kind of? Maybe there's something there.
I don't even get it. Oh, foreskin.
Foreskin.
Yeah.
Open up the schools.
Yep.
Well, our YouTube video did come out now last week. This is the day that it came out, just so you know.
Yeah, we actually recorded the episode that you saw last week.
Yesterday.
So this is yesterday for this is tomorrow.
This is tomorrow for us. It's today for us. Like, what are we talking about? Today is today.
But it's also last week.
Now it's last week. How's the video doing? Can we just look?
I think it just hit the charts.
2 hours ago. Well, anyways, it is out and it was really fun.
8.8. Would you believe it?
No, I wouldn't believe it unless I saw it. But we would love for you to hop over. I mean, now, like, talk about hindsight. Now we'll be looking back, no, a week from now when we're listening to this episode, and it'll have
6.8
we'll
mil.
Be billionaires.
Yeah. We'll have 100 100K subscribers.
We'll probably have 250K subscribers.
Holy.
Yeah, and I'll be a man with a plaque.
A black?
A plaque. What?
What?
A plaque. Plaque. A plaque is what I
boyfriend
said.
Boyfriend hoodie.
Yeah. We're going to have 250,000 subscribers by
yeah,
week.
You could say that again.
So thank you guys for watching. It's this week now. I already have updates from last week, even though
it's only tomorrow.
I know, but it happened yesterday, but I have updates.
What happened yesterday?
I had a gastroenterologist appointment.
Oh my God, what happened?
Well, she was able to tell me, what the hell do you think I could do over the phone for you?
Yeah, what's the point of having a telehealth?
She was like, so
gastro.
She was just like, I want to make sure I understand. You went in person and now you're on a video call. You understand how that's moving backwards, right? And I said, yes, but you're a specialist. She goes, no, I can refer you to a specialist. I said, I'm going to kill myself.
What are you doing?
It's impossible to say. It's impossible to say. No one can help me. I have to figure this out on my own.
But you can't.
Why can't I do this?
I don't know. You need to hire a life manager.
I know. I think I need to hire an assistant who's older and smarter than me, but like that sounds so belittling.
Could be younger too.
Just younger and smarter than me.
You need to hire Eileen.
Eileen. Eileen.
Do you know who that is?
Eileen. Eileen.
You know who Eileen
is? No.
From our video, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
She's
the smartest girl I know.
She seemed really capable. She's in our YouTube video if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. I mean, she could probably diagnose you herself.
I know, except that elbow of hers was really going crazy.
What?
Oh, did popped she, just completely oh, out.
She popped out.
She threw me for a damn loop.
Dropped.
So I'm definitely at square one. That's not 23andMe. Are you online shopping?
No, I'm on 23andMe.
That's
love
a picture of a book.
Love browsing your 23andMe results. Now you can view your ancestry reports in a beautiful hardcover book. See preview. Do not mind if I do. Oh, it's gorgeous. Do you have any questions about my DNA?
Yeah, I'll just tell you guys all really quick, just so everyone can be in the loop with what's going on with my stomach.
I thought you weren't diagnosed.
She has to send me a testing kit.
No.
What do you guys think I'm testing? Just if you had to guess.
Crohn's?
No. I don't know what I'm testing for, but just like I have to send in some samples.
When I used to have panic attacks in front of people.
You can't send a sample of your panic attack.
No, listen to me. When I used to have panic attacks in front of people and like have to run off and be sick, I would just say, I'm sorry, I'm coming down with Crohn's. Because I thought that was better.
I have Crohn's. I'm not having a panic attack. I'm praying I don't have Crohn's.
I don't think you have Crohn's.
I think I would know if I had Crohn's. You need to either buy the 23andMe book or wrap it up over there.
I'll wrap it up, babe. I was just curious if my DNA had changed. And it did.
Your DNA didn't change.
Yes, it did. My report changed. Now I'm only 99. Oh my God, this has completely blown the case wide open. I'm 100% Brooke.
What?
In that, when you break that down, I'm only 99.4.
Are you a little bit Alexis?
No, I'm only 99.4 Ashkenazi Jew. And that was not the case. Oh, it used to be 99.98.
You're getting less Ashkenazi?
Now I'm 99.4 Ashkenazi Jew, West Central Ukrainian, and 0.4 Eastern European, and 0.1 broadly European.
super mutt like Max.
So I
don't know what any of that means. So besides the
I think
Jewish
I'm just
part.
From the Ukraine, maybe.
You're from Ukraine?
I don't. Well, it said a little bit. Who the hell knows?
That's great. Ukrainian fans, make some noise for your...
Hey!
Okay. Well, we'll move right along there.
Wait, I want to do a haul.
Oh, yeah. I feel like... Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know what you're testing for in your poop?
Brooke.
Sorry, I had gotten distracted by my Ukrainian roots.
I know. That's... You can show those off and be proud of where you came from in your blood.
Okay. So you don't know what specifically they're running tests on, but you have to collect the sample.
Don't know how.
And then do you bring it in yourself or do you
mail it? Isn't that crazy? Like, I hope my driver doesn't like drop it.
I have to do that for Jonathan.
I did it for Max.
Yeah. I've done it for myself before. So much worse.
I'm not going to ask like how you collected the sample. I'm just going to have to figure it out. Just like everything else in my life, I have to figure it out.
They give you a spoon. Like a little spatula.
Okay. I'm going to do that and I'm not going to share the rest. I'll just share the update.
The thing is, I know you're going to share it.
I'm not going to share how, like, my field research. Like, I'm not going to share my research from the field.
Just vlog it.
Not
a lot of people are doing it like that.
Me making it back to you. Guys, I have made my... Journey back to YouTube.
Stool sample vlog. No one is doing it like that.
My stool sample vlog is what I'm going to call it.
That's what I just said.
That's what I know. I'm agreeing with you. I started laughing really hard while you were talking.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, this is a haul of the bracelets that you've gotten on tour.
Yeah.
Let's see what they say. Hey.
Hey. Another quick reminder, if you're in Dublin, you should buy tickets to the show because I think that this will come out and I do the show tomorrow.
This one says... Okay, I'm also going to challenge you to try to remember where everything came from. Do you remember where puh came from?
Yeah, puh was when I started laughing when I was talking about what I was doing in the bathroom. But like, I would love if this didn't become a bathroom episode. We have so much to cover today. We have to get rid of puh. Thank you for giving me that.
This one says fibula.
Oh, that came from...
That one, I get it.
That's a tale as old as time.
Okay, this one...
That's a gorgeous.
Oh, I like this one. This is a gorgeous piece. It's like an onyx stone. And it says D-O-O-D. How would you pronounce?
Dude.
Dude.
I also, like, if you're listening on audio, these are bracelets. The Taylor Swift effect has affected everyone.
I already said what they were.
You just said bracelets. But these are ones I've gotten on tour. They're the ones that you get it to, like, you wear it at EDM concerts or Taylor Swift concerts. Plur.
This is good. NFPMSMOTT.
I don't know what that is.
Let's figure it out.
I don't.
Never forget PMS. NFPMSMOTT. What the hell?
Let's leave that
notes.
Let's just put that.
It's the new 1975 album.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, nice job. So I wouldn't have gotten that.
I'm fucking with you, man.
Okay. I think we just put that out there and let people figure out what it is.
Give me 1 minute. Give me 60 seconds.
Okay.
On the clock. Never forget pistol.
I don't.
Nice fibula. Poop makes sense.
Oh my gosh, this young woman and her.
Nice fibula. Poop makes sense mostly only today. Thanks.
Oh my gosh. Case closed. Good job.
Thank you. This one
nice,
says,
"Nice fibula,
Jonathan." I'll keep this one. I love him.
Yeah, that's cute.
I love every Jonathan that I know. Oh my god, another Jonathan. Perfect. I know so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
This one says, "Let's move on." Do you mind if I put this one on my other arm?
No, and I love that sentiment too, especially right now.
Let's do the next one. Huh.
I think "Let's move on" could apply nicely right now to
Insta Jamie Elizabeth.
Maybe that's her Instagram name.
Also Elizabeth. Like, why
Elizabeth? Oh my god.
I've never had an issue
rest
with that
beef.
One before. Okay, wait, this is another one. This is another one I want to try to crack out.
Go ahead and crack it out and through.
CCFAAFO. I got it. Cancel culture fucks away. No, stop it. Oh my god, I got it. Sodi's cat.
Yeah.
Contessa Confetti.
Yeah.
Fucks away.
Okay, let's go.
Y'all, if you know what CCFAAFO means.
I'm sure someone will be able to crack.
Don't worry, we've got more.
The damn.
Max, you want this one?
Code. Yeah, I'll take it. Thank you.
Ooh, that one says BNCMAP. You want another, Max? This one's a necklace.
That one I'm going to, when
How
I get.
How about you put it on?
No, I'm going to give it, I'm going to put it on Max,
Max
when he gets
Papa.
Back.
You want that one?
I'm like good on bracelets, honestly. I really appreciate everyone though. The only one I wear on my arm says Fabula. Just in case I forget.
What is this one? Maybe someone's Instagram name again. Maybe that's what they've all been this whole time. Legume.
Legume, that's
cute.
You
want legume?
No.
Izzy, you want legume? I could see you in it.
God damn.
Could see you in nothing but that legume bracelet. This one says Papa. BNCMAP. Almost done the haul.
Okay, Brooke's almost done with her haul. I could have talked the whole time.
Max. Fibs and Friends.
That's
pretty.
Cute.
Another Instagram handle. Hi all in the onyx shade.
What a great way to wrap that up. Thank you guys so much for listening.
This has been Brooke and Connor Make a Puh.
Make a Puh bracelet
this
haul.
This has been Brooke and Connor Make a Stool Sample.
That's also about 1/100th of the amount of bracelets that I haven't unpacked yet from all my suitcases. I'm really not looking forward to bringing a giant ass suitcase to overseas.
Are you gonna check?
Yeah, but it's just massive and I'm gonna have to roll with it onto the tube.
Why not just go
because it's in the 30s
simple mode
there right now.
No, wear everything on the plane.
I get hot on planes.
Take it off then once you get on.
I want to wear, like, for the first time ever, I want to wear cozies and I want to be someone who, like,
for the first time ever,
yeah, on a plane.
What do you usually wear?
Like stuff that's daytime wear.
I have never in my life worn a daytime piece on the plane.
You would have exploded with my mom. She wears all white. She wears white jeans, white sweater, like tan sandals or
I'm
boots.
I'm so curious, like, about nature and nurture. Like, what would have happened if your mom was my mom with my temperament?
Well, your mom is similar but different.
No, like, my parents were never, like, strict or, like, they didn't, like, not saying your mom is strict, but, like, I didn't have any sort of, like, do this. Does that make sense?
No, mine wasn't, like, do this. It was, like, we dress nice for the airport.
Yeah, I didn't have any things like that. Like, my parents slept in on the weekends and wore pajamas, like, to pick me up from school.
Yeah. I don't even... Yeah, no, that's two very specific examples of things that,
like,
there were
so many weekends I never even came out of my room. I was just reading and writing and being in my pajamas.
Oh my gosh, crack of the ass of dawn.
That's what I'm saying.
My mom would come in, I'd hear her come in.
I could have gone a weekend without seeing my parents.
Oh my god, they would call.
Because I was busy.
They would call the cops on me. They'd be like, I think he's depressed. My mom would come in every morning, crack my blinds, be like, by the way, sunlight's healthy. And then
My whole family's depressed, so I guess that helped.
That does help. Yeah.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
I still get like this guttural feeling about having to mow the lawn on Saturdays. So hard. You ever get mad? You know when? Okay, I don't know. You can relate to this. I'm sure my examples, you're just gonna have to turn into examples for yourself.
Okay.
There are times when like I'm having kind of like a shitty day where like I'm about to cry, and then my headphones will get caught on a handle of a door, my wired headphones.
Of course.
And I just want to break.
We've spoken about this. Rip these up. Cut a hole in the wall.
Oh my god! I talked about the day that I went out to. So I was already mad at my parents. They were like, "You need to go out and you need to do this." And it's like, as soon as you were ahead of it. Like one time I mowed the lawn and then my parents were like, "Oh, if you've already done that, you can go ahead and blow out the driveway with the leaf blower." And I was like,
"Blow out the driveway?"
I had to blow out the driveway. What else? What would you call it?
Leaf blow the driveway?
Oh, I just shortened it to blow.
Yeah, just blow up the driveway.
Just blow out the driveway. And I was mad because I was like, I already did my thing that I was supposed to do. What the hell? And so I went out to do that and I went to fill it up with gas. Maybe I've already told the story, but if you haven't heard it, here it is. And it's only like a little tiny thing of gas in the leaf blower. So when I put the whole gas thing in, it filled up so fast that it shot back out into my eyes. And I was like, ah, oh my God, I'm so pissed off. And so I just punched a hole in the drywall. I'm so mad at everything. I'm mad at inanimate objects.
Yes.
I'm mad at fossil fuels. I'm mad at the leaf blower. Mad at my wired headphones. Oh, they would rip out all the time when I was listening
to
Black Eyed Peas.
What's worse? I already know the answer. Sorry.
What?
It's a stupid question. Catching your wire on something or having an AirPod fault slip out of your ear?
I don't have like that much experience with AirPods. I'm different. So.
Yeah, you are. The answer is getting the wire caught.
Well, the wire hurts too, and then it unplugs, so it's not like you can.
It's pissing me off.
It's pissing me off.
It's pissing me off.
But I just learned. I just saw this tweet. I don't know if it's true, but it makes sense. I guess someone tweeted, and they were like, "Do you know how much?" I know every time I talk about radiation, people are like, "Do you know how much radiation is in your body that's happening?" Like you have 5 cameras pointed at you. AirPods are the least of your worries, King. But they said that AirPods produce so much radiation and it just zaps right through your brain.
There's no way.
Well, it kind of makes sense because they have to be connected to shit.
Just try not to think about it.
Yeah, I'm sure having my AirPods in will help with that, actually.
Yeah.
Lobotomy. Electric lobotomy. Electroshock therapy lobotomy.
No, I use my AirPods so much that I would tell you if I've been lobotomized and I haven't yet.
You don't think it's like, you don't think you're getting
donor? I still have too many problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, that's true.
Wait, so true.
Wait, oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Yup.
Here's one thing that I have trouble with at the airport that I'm just going to talk about the airport one more time. I really would love to be a guy that carries a briefcase because I feel like I would look so cool.
You would.
Rock. I know. But
my brother carried a briefcase instead of a backpack to school when he was younger.
Was he bullied?
No.
Whoa.
No. Bullying policy.
And it worked? I'm pretty sure all schools have a no bullying policy.
I'm telling you. Like, genuinely, I think so. I don't think there was bullying in the lower school.
Oh my gosh.
I really believe that.
When I think about bullying, it was like not ever who needed to be bullied. Like where bullying needed to happen, it wasn't happening.
That's true. And I also look back, I don't know if I said this recently here on Obsessed. I look back on things that people said to me in like middle school.
Bullying.
I was like, oh my God, I was bullied to the gods, but I didn't let myself be bullied. I was just like, that is so fucking funny, you guys, seriously.
Bro, yeah, me too. I think about that a lot.
And I really believed it was funny.
I feel sorry for kids, not to get all sad, but like that's so sad. You just really have to stick it out.
You just have to stick it out.
I look at all these cameras right here and I say, never kill yourself. Because my high school bullies are simply, I had one apologize to me and be like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, I forgot about you.
But you're still
I'm so glad
me.
That you're thinking about me though.
Yeah.
Yeah. What movie did I watch the other day? Oh, Billy Madison, was it? on my half TV. I watched Billy Madison. One of them, he calls his someone he bullied in high school and was like, hey, and it's Steve Buscemi that answers the phone. And he's like, hey, I just want to say I'm really sorry for everything I said to you. And Steve Buscemi's like, hey, man, literally no worries. And Adam Sandler's like, I'd love to get a coffee or something soon. He's like, Steve Buscemi? He's like, yeah, I'd really like that. And then they hang up and he turns to the wall behind him and crosses Adam's name off his list. And then right when Adam Sandler's about to get shot, he steps in and shoots the guy. And so he had a gun and he had a list on his wall. Like,
whoa.
Yeah.
I've never seen that film.
Adam Sandler has a collection of films like Billy Madison and like Mr. Deeds and like...
I really like Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. There's a collection of films that he must have signed the Glenn Powell contract of like the 90s or whenever those came out.
And that is such a feel-good film.
It really is. All of his are. It is just it goes back to that thing where it's like he plays almost the same character in everything and it's so good and it's so typecast. He'll go down in history as just like a character.
I think he's already down in it.
Well, I mean, like, he'll go down more in history, I think, when he's older. He hasn't, it seems like he's kind of,
you know,
just
it was a flop.
What?
Hubie Halloween.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But he's typecast as well into that, like, well, I'm going to go ahead and have Jennifer Aniston be my love interest in this one.
Yes.
And then the next one, I'm going to have just like every single woman in all of his films is just Angelina Jolie and
Brooklyn Decker, etc.
Andy Roddick was in the film. What did I watch last night? Oh, Just Go With It. I watched that last night. Andy Roddick's at the end. He's a tennis player.
It's a great movie.
It really is. Okay, what the hell? How did we do that?
Well, we were supposed to talk about dreams today.
Oh, yeah.
I just like, I guess I was thinking about dreams maybe when I fell asleep or something. I had the weirdest dream. I wrote it down.
Yeah, I didn't read it. So I want you to tell me, I'll blind react to it.
Okay.
But we had everybody send in their own dreams. And also, just like Evergreen, that submission box that lives, oh, is it in the link in our bio? It's in the link in our bio. It's always open. You guys can write in whenever.
You really can.
If anything happens, also, like, I would love to do something where it's just like you write in something that happens, we give you a little bit of advice or something, whatever we can do, and then we have like an ongoing situation where we're like working with you, working through things in real time, IRT.
That could be really fun.
That could be fun for us. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So I don't know if you know that Kindle has finally launched a colored Kindle.
I know that because I saw them at Best Buy when I got my TV last week.
Really?
Yeah.
So they launched the colored Kindle, the Kindle ColorSoft, but it's had so many complaints because it just like is slow moving apparently and the color's like very muted.
I noticed that. I was tapping it and I was like, oh, is this a display? And they're like, no, that works. I'm like, you can't drag anything.
So now when you go to order, you can never drag on a Kindle.
What the hell?
It's like not an iPad. No, the glare. But now when you go to order it, it says 3 to 5 weeks to ship. So I think they're like
fixing it,
overhauling it. Yeah, but anyway, some influencers did get the Kindle ColorSoft. Some of them did. Some people might not know that some influencers did get them. So, okay. I had a dream about the Kindle ColorSoft. And I was invited to the Amazon launch event.
Oh, I was going to say the Amazon, the rainforest?
No, the Amazon launch event of the Kindle ColorSoft at Amazon headquarters.
Good.
In Los Angeles, California. Okay. I was welcomed with open arms into the Amazon studio. I was with my friend Jen, and they said, welcome to the Kindle ColorSoft launch experience. Here, please, and they held out on a platter, like, please take one of these each for the optimal experience. It was a gummy. So we were like,
finishing your sentences in my head, and I thought you were going to say it was a gun.
No, it was a gummy.
I'm like, whoa, whoa.
And I was like, oh, great. How many milligrams? I popped it, swallowed. How many milligrams is that? 250. Okay, perfect. So then me and Jen go into this like little box and are literally like in my dream, I'm like on acid. Okay. And we're like experiencing the Kindle ColorSoft and it's looking like the most insane piece of technology in the world. And I guess like because it flopped so much, like they really had to drug me in order for me to feel like it was a premium experience.
Wow.
Yeah. Then, so we're in the orb experiencing the Kindle ColorSoft.
The Kindle ColorSoft.
Then Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith walk by.
Yeah.
And Jen says something kind of like, I couldn't even make out what she said to Jada. And Jada and Will give her daggers. Okay.
That's not like Jada.
And they keep walking. And then me and Jen are like, oh shit, like, I don't know what that was about. Jada comes back and is to Jen, my friend Jen, is like, how fucking dare you talk to my husband that way? Like, you piece of shit. I hope you never get this Kindle color soft. Like, I hope they don't pick you. Like, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I'm sitting there completely nonverbal. I don't even know what Jen had said to offend her so much. Then Jada looks at me and she goes, I need you to take a stance. You can't just sit there. You can just sit there. Is it her or is it me? Do you support what she said to me? And I was like, Jada, here's the thing. I'm on 250 right now.
Yeah.
So whatever Jen said to you, please know that that was from the 250 MG right. that we had both taken, and that it is not a reflection on you or Will Smith.
Or me as her friend.
And she goes, oh my God, that is hysterical. Then me, Jada, Jen are cracking the fuck up. Jada gets her own Kindle color soft. Okay, she's in the orb. Everything is fine. Okay. Meanwhile, my Uber's here. I get in the Uber. You're in it. Okay. You had literally, I forgot to mention this morning, I guess we lived together or something. You were hyping me up so much about the Kindle color soft experience.
Aww,
you were like, I'm so proud of you. You have worked so hard to get this Kindle color soft. By the way, Amazon did not send this to me. And I think the dream is like a huge reflection of that. And you're like, you worked so hard. I'm so proud of you. Like, everything that you've worked for has led up to this day. Like, couldn't be more proud of you. Love you so much. And I was like, oh my God, Connor, like, thank you so much. Like, I really felt so treasured by you that morning. Okay. So then I get into the Uber. I've got the Kindle colors off in my satchel. I get into the Uber. I'm like, hey, Connor. And you're like, how was it? And I was like, it was so great. Thank you so much. Like, couldn't have done it without your support. I get a text. It's a group chat. Me, you, and my brother. Happy birthday, Connor. This whole time, I didn't realize it was 9/11. This is like a full, remember me starring Robert Pattinson? It was 9/11 the whole time. Okay?
Oh my God.
I look over to you. I feel so fucking horrible. You, this whole morning, had hyped me up so much. And I forgot it was your birthday.
Oh,
but when
funny.
I look back at you, you're completely blackout drunk, covered in marinara sauce. Covered in marinara sauce. And I was like, oh my God, what happened? You can't even get the words out. You're slurring so much. I don't know what happened. So I'm like, fuck, I have to in feed right now for his birthday. So all I could do was take a photo of you in the marinara sauce and I post in feed. Happy birthday to the greatest guy I know. Thanks for always
covered
being there.
Covered in marinara.
So the Uber driver is like, I've got to get him to Bertucci's. Do you know Bertucci's?
Yeah.
I've got to get him to Bertucci's for his reservation. We were running late.
What about me? What about my
outfit?
You
are going to Bertucci's right now.
I know. What about me and my... I'm covered in marinara.
I think it had something to do with your reservation.
With Bertucci's?
Yeah. But the whole time, you were just picking up. So you got back in the Uber.
I was picking up Bertucci's? I was getting it to go?
That was the reservation.
So it didn't matter that I was
covered. Then you got it back. And then I got out of the Uber quickly to run into the house to like... ready the birthday for you, but you never came in. And then I went back outside and I was like, where's Connor? And the Uber driver was like, he never paid me back for the Bertucci's. And that's where the dream ended.
I wonder why I ended up going. That's like scary.
I think it was implied that he killed you. That was my understanding, because he spotted you for the Bertucci's. And I had rushed into the house. I couldn't even spot you for the Bertucci's. Like, I didn't even think to pay for your Bertucci's. And because of that, you didn't have the money. And it was implied that he had discharged of you.
He just took care of me and I'm covered in marinara.
Took care of
I'm covered in marinara the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then that lit. Like, I was so upset that that photo of you and the marinara sauce was in my feed when, like, how the day turned out. With you being, like, completely probably shot by the Uber driver.
No, it's crazy because like that would be, that's like what we talked about the other day. I was like, what's your last memory like the last thing you post on your way out, like what's your last journal entry? Like the Queen of England having her last journal entry was only 5 words that they won't share with us. Yeah. And like my last journal entry in your journal is me blackout drunk.
It's just
drunk.
My in feed of you and marinara sauce,
man.
So when I woke up, I was like eager to write my dream down before I forgot it. And so what I wrote was, Kindle Color Soft Jada Pickett Smith, you were so proud of me. And then my brother texted you happy birthday. I forgot it was 9/11. You were covered in sauce. Put that on my tombstone.
I don't know why that's scary. That's like made me so nervous.
No, I think it says more about me, obviously, than like I think you were the hero in that story.
I died a martyr, covered in sauce.
You 100% did, and your death was my fault.
Oh my gosh. Well, try to lucid dream tonight and get like some closure for me. We need to like kill that Uber driver.
We never, like, your body was never found, so the story's not over.
But it didn't seem like you looked for it. No offense.
I don't, like, it gets fuzzy after that.
Maybe you
were blackout
drunk.
I think it was more of just, like, everything was implied towards the end.
I think it's scary that, like, here you are on 250 milligrams of weed. Here I am, blackout drunk, covered in marinara sauce. Like, it's the blind leading the blind. We only had our Uber driver.
I think he scammed you. Maybe you didn't even have the reservation. I don't know. Anyway, what do you make of the dream? Like, if you had to analyze it.
A lot of things. I think there's maybe something that's so specific to the Kindle situation that, like, I think it just means that, like, you really wanted a Kindle. I think that that's
Color Soft. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joke's on them. Now it's taking 3 to 5 weeks.
Yeah.
To ship out.
I mean, God works in mysterious ways. Me being blackout drunk, covered in marinara sauce, scares me. That you had a dream about that. Mm-hmm. But more so, I think that's just an anxiety dream about you forgetting someone's birthday. Because that's like an anxiety dream that like everybody has where it's like, oh my gosh, I'm late for a test. I forgot about the test. Like, I forgot what day it is. I think it's a really common anxiety dream.
I also feel like it's not to like get super therapeutic and analyze myself. I have been feeling recently like I haven't been as good of a friend to everyone as I should be because I've been so wrapped up in my book.
Yeah.
That like I have been so like inside of myself.
You've been inside yourself.
I've been so inside myself that I feel like I keep forgetting to ask people how they are. Like truly. And so I think that's a reflection of that, of just like me feeling like I haven't been a good Aww. Friend recently.
Well, the marinara sauce kind of throws it around, and then me being shot to death with a gun also kind of throws
You could me have off. Been poisoned. I don't know the way he disposed of you.
I feel like the way that you are describing it, like it's definitely a shot and I'm in his trunk.
It was almost mob related. Maybe just like there's an, maybe that was related.
Because he's a Jersey mob too, but they're Italian. Because of the sauce and the Bertucci of it all.
Yeah.
Maybe he was of the Bertucci family. He's a Bertucci family.
Oh my God,
heir.
Maybe. Watch like next week. Bertucci like mob related scandal comes out.
We get an email from an anonymous account that's just like, hey, we'd love to chat about the marinara, about the sauce.
About the sauce.
I do wish that I had dreams like that.
That's rare. I don't have dreams that much anymore.
I mean, I don't want anyone to die in my dreams. All of my dreams are like, it's the end of the world and I'm trying to get like my family. It's like my family needs to get in the house and like there's also someone trying to kill me specifically. Like the end of the world is my fault. But it's like the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Why don't, or like I have two sides of the spectrum. It's like the world is ending or like I am going swimming in this awesome lagoon. And it's like there are, it's like a perfect lagoon where it's like I'm getting in and there is like literally like an octopus and like a sea turtle and it's very colorful and there's a place to sit and like put your stuff and it's like perfect and then you, like it's not dangerous and the ocean's right there, but like the lagoon is like safe and you can swim in it and snorkel.
Ugh.
And it's like perfect and safe and like nice and you can like relax, but there's like critters in it that you can go see.
I don't think I've ever had a dream that's just like relaxing like that.
Well, no, it always starts relaxing and then it's like, tsunami.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm in the perfect lagoon and then there's a tsunami coming or like all of a sudden there's like literally the Russians are here to kill us. Like it's like literally you hear
why
planes
are you
in the distance.
Why is it always the Russians for you?
Well, I'm just thinking of who would approach us on the coast. China or the Russians, no?
Because of geography?
Yeah. Someone from overseas, which like it's not going to be, Mexico isn't going to approach us on the sea. Also, I don't think that they would like militarizedly.
You have no idea. They could get on the Royal Caribbean.
Militarily, like come out.
Cruise from Cozumel.
Go out into the Gulf of Mexico and come back in and attack Texas via sea. I'm thinking more like air strike.
Oh my God. did I? I don't know if I want to talk about moms right now, but in seventh grade,
yeah,
our art teacher showed us.
What did your art teacher show you in seventh grade related to bombs?
The most graphic, animated telling of the Hiroshima bombings. And it was, because we were doing like a Japanese art unit. This wasn't okay, the specific video.
Oh, they showed you a video.
A video. It was animated, but it was so graphic. It showed everything, the bomb dropping, people... Like, yeah. I can't even say. It was so bloody and graphic.
Yeah.
And for years after that video, every time I heard a plane, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. And she got in a lot of trouble for showing us that.
I bet. It's crazy the things that people, like teachers, did. And then
the teachers were like, this feels right.
Wait, in hindsight, yeah, why did I do that?
Wait,
I wonder
this feels
the
right.
Teachers are like, yeah. We had a teacher get fired because he showed Ted. The weed smoking bear movie.
Yeah, he probably should have.
So like teachers are showing Hiroshima bombing graphic images and then Ted, and like ours was fired. But it also sucks because I'm pretty sure we convinced him to play that.
That sucks.
Yeah.
One time my teacher clicked on a link and then porn popped up all over the projector on the screen.
God.
And then he threw himself in front of the projector and then the porn was just playing on his back.
We had, do you remember the projector where it's just like, it's literally this giant thing, this giant base, and then like a crane, and
yeah,
it was
projector.
Like this? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they don't look like that
right,
anymore.
That's true.
Like that was a beast of mankind.
Yeah.
Like, they probably, there's like a scanner that sits on the desk next to the computer now, and it's just a camera. But the projector was like an actual like light bending device.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now it's just a camera.
Yeah. I feel like most of them like were on the ceiling in school. But like the light bending device was for like still
like,
images.
This is what I'm talking
this
about.
This was for like still images. But yeah. I'm talking about like
it's just straight
videos.
Up called an old school projector. Well, that's what we had. My school was broke, I think. But our teacher had pulled up something on his phone and it was like he had left it up. I don't really understand how it got to his texts, but it got to his texts. Or maybe he was like mirroring. He shared his screen to the thing and his texts were open and it was graphic sexting between him and one of the female soccer coaches. Sexting. And nothing happened.
But that's fine.
Nothing happened because I think it was like senior year of high school. I think he was embarrassed. But really, truly, and like, and I don't even want to say this because it does sound, you know, my heart, obviously, but like they were both really attractive. So I don't think that they got in trouble. It was like, they were probably,
but
honestly,
also there are two consenting adults.
I know. But like we saw it, you know,
Was it images?
No, like graph. Oh. I can't remember exactly what it said, but it was literally like a Sabrina Carpenter song.
Yeah.
I'm going to pin you down on the carpet and paint pictures with my tongue.
Oh,
like kind of that sort of thing. And she was like, have you ever tried this one before?
I feel like that's not fireable, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, looking back, it's really weird to say because I was 16, 17 when that happened,
yeah.
But they were probably 27.
Yeah.
It's like
completely
even
fine.
A little bit hot.
Even a little bit hot, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
I'm sure the principal was like, pop off, you guys.
No, probably like, yeah, just like, just don't do it again.
Did you ever, you know how there were like, when there were two teachers that were like, youngish and the same age, like you automatically were like they're fucking.
Yeah.
I would love to go back in time. We had like two teachers that we specifically were like, you guys are endgame. We would always say something. Like we had like a couple name for them. I would love to go back in time and ask them like, what was that like for you? Did you guys ever kiss?
Yeah.
Did you hate each other? Did you hate us? Like
I would say 99% of the time if two like young attractive teachers are single, they probably have they were probably one step ahead of all of the students thinking that they're really doing something like,
mm-hmm.
Hey, we have a good idea. I bet like them being coworkers was enough for them to have gotten something going outside like happy hour with like a teacher. I learned recently like at my shows how many teachers are out on a Tuesday, Wednesday at one of my stand-up shows ordering 3-4 drinks. I'm like, and you have class tomorrow.
And they'll play a movie.
They were like, we're doing movie day tomorrow. We're rolling out a TV.
Yeah.
rolling out a TV. That's going to become...
I wish I had gotten the opportunity...
To roll out a TV?
To roll out the TV, but we weren't allowed.
Oh, because...
Like, it was preschool.
I mean, that sounds like it should be TV day every day.
I know. Wasn't.
Bluey, every single day. I love Bluey, by the way. That TV show's good.
I've never seen Bluey.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Should we read some of other people's
dreams? I guess we should read at least one dream.
So this one, I'm just going to start out with this. I don't really understand... if this was a dream or if this was just a random submission. So I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
I invented a robotic penis, parentheses, I'm a girl.
Okay, I'm going with dream, but let's read it.
That's it.
Oh.
So. Okay. She, what did she,
oh, well,
does she think she invented a vibrator?
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, okay. I mean, we'll chalk it up to if that's...
A lot of women in STEM making themselves known today.
Yes. once I'd had a day... not a daydream. Once
penis envy, Freud would say.
Yeah. Penis envy.
That's the term.
Maybe something to look into. You know who you are. Once I had a dream that I attended my own funeral. It took place at my old high school and all my friends were there and my family... was there too, and I was literally an invisible ghost waltzing around. The worst part was it was an open casket. So not only was I at my own funeral via ghost, I was looking at myself dead. I'm still traumatized and think about it all the time. This was like 3 years ago.
That's horrible.
That is horrible. However, like, I do love the idea of going to your own funeral. I feel like if I know I'm going to die, like, I would love to have a pre-funeral that everyone could come to. I know that, like, I'm not going to get FOMO in the afterlife, but like, why not have one last hoorah, and I can pick the playlist and I can be there and be like, you guys, literally I'm still here, this is my pre-funeral, let's have some fun, this beat is sick, and I want to have a
beat is so
this,
sick.
This beat is sick.
Sick,
I want to take a ride on your disco sick.
Yeah, I've had dreams where
I'm just a girl, I invented a robot penis, just circling back to that quickly.
Yeah,
I want to go to my own funeral. I think that we should have.
Yeah,
I think we should.
I
want
to do that and not be dead.
Yeah, so it would be like a pre-funeral. Like, I think if I get up there, I want to have some sort of large soiree and be like, I'm not going to be here forever, but like, I'm acknowledging that when my funeral comes, like, I came to my first one. I don't need to go to two.
But there was a book I read when I was younger, and this girl got hit by a car and just like died completely suddenly and was like 12 or something.
Yeah.
And she had to watch her funeral like from above, mm-hmm. and like watch how everyone coped with her like very unexpected death.
Yeah.
And she couldn't like reach out to them, but she could see everything and she was there. She just couldn't reach them. That would be like completely the worst thing that I could ever imagine.
I would just be mad if someone was telling a story and I was like, that is not what happened. No.
Yeah.
No. I paid for dinner that night. That's why we got, you know, like, and they tell like a story wrong. I'd be like, no. You always change that part. You do not remember it right.
Mm-hmm.
My mom cannot remember any stories with the facts. There is her truth, my truth, and then the truth.
Yeah.
And she's not.
None of them have anything in common.
She's not willing to budge on her version. And it's funny. So that has become a character building thing for me. The fact that like she remembers things a certain way and. That
becomes the truth.
It's easier to accept that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
So I keep having a recurring dream that my grandma is trying to kill me and chases me to her basement. And then when I'm running down the stairs, all I see is my mom sitting at a coffee table alive. By the way, she's dead. Dressed as a little Red Riding Hood. So like, what does that mean?
Her grandma's trying to kill her?
Yeah. But her mom who's passed away. In real life, is there in her dream.
Maybe her grandma killed her mom.
Okay. I wasn't going to go there. I was just going to say, like, maybe instead of having a dream that your mom's waiting in a basement dressed like Little Red Riding Hood, like, go to therapy and learn how to lucid dream so that you're at the beach with your mom.
Or you could say, hey, mom, what the hell is this? Next time you're in the Little Red Riding Hood scenario.
Oh, that would also
be... Because it seems like your grandma is the wolf in the story.
Oh, my gosh, Brooke.
Right?
Totally.
So that means something.
And her mom is Little Red.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God, your grandma ate your mom.
That's what it seemed like. She believes that in some level.
Or
maybe that her grandma contributed to whatever happened to her mom.
Wow.
Watch that be like completely so off base.
Oh my gosh. Well, maybe like distance yourself from your grandmother.
If pause.
Or just look into it and notice if her ears have gotten bigger or what sharp teeth she has, you know?
Have you seen like the actual origins of so many fairy tales that are actually like so disturbing?
I would love to do an episode on that.
Yeah, like one of the stepsisters in Cinderella like cutting her foot off to fit in the glass slipper.
I can't tell if those are done by people who are so unwell and they like want to see.
Connor, that was the original.
Arr, arr, arr. Oh, and they made it sweet?
And then they made it the Cinderella that we know.
Huh. Well, I'm happy
they
made
it. The Brothers Grimm.
Yeah, no, it's the Brothers Grimm.
Is it?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Brothers Grimm, Ella Enchanted. Speaking of, someone wrote in and said, getting chased by a wolf, but I can't see. My vision is blurry, like I don't have my contacts in. It's terrifying.
I have so many dreams where some sort of limb or body part malfunctions. I think that's the same as like the out of control brakes don't work.
Yeah, probably.
Type of thing.
I haven't had brakes don't work. Oh, I can't find the one that the girl wrote in that I screenshotted. Wait, I'm going to talk about this one first, the wolf. Being chased by something is so scary. I always have the one where you can't move. Why is everyone having bad dreams? No one, not a single person wrote in and shared a nice recurring dream. I have one.
Well, it's the same with like Yelp reviews. Like you're going to share the things that stick out the most. And those are usually like negative experiences.
We had far less sexual write-ins than I thought, which I was expecting a lot of people to be like, I weirdly had this dream about someone I'm not attracted to. I wasn't attracted to, and then I had this sex dream and like everything changed mentally.
I only ever have sex dreams about people that I'm not interested in.
Oh, did we have one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh my God. I don't know if I want to read that.
Do it.
I had a dream that my brother kept trying to kiss me in front of his girlfriend and my boyfriend. My brother and his girlfriend were offended that I wouldn't kiss him. Thoughts? I am, first of all, like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you did this. That is so foul.
I don't think it's that bad.
That, no, I'm glad.
I'm thinking like a
peck. I'm glad that the outcome was like, you didn't kiss him.
But we don't know that.
No, that I didn't kiss him.
Wouldn't.
Maybe
she budged.
She didn't say wouldn't at first.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't kiss him in your subconscious, but again, that's like not your fault. I'm not Freud, so I can't like do too much there. Freud would love this one though. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what that one means.
Rich Ford was our age.
He probably was when he was at his peak, honestly.
He's a freak. Like, I know that, but like, I would love to have him on and just like have him be like, yeah, you definitely want to hook up with your
like,
brother.
How old was Freud when he came up with his, like, you want to fuck your mom Oedipus complex theory?
He was 60. So that's
okay.
Really
our age, yeah.
To learn. Ew.
Do you believe that?
What?
That every like boy like wants to be with his like someone like his mom.
I do think that birds of a feather flock together. I do think that there's some science there, and I don't think it's inherently sexual. I think it's more like I want to build a family base that's based on the success I saw or the failure I saw within my own family unit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that it's sexual, although you do. I feel like instinctually you want
taking it that
like
way.
Survival, you know, of like your genes. So it's like, I want to fuck someone that like reminds me of my parents that had me.
I guess.
Yeah. Ew. You need to shake this dream. You need to shake this dream. There's no reason a sibling should be in your dream in any way.
I'm not sure why I'm like not disturbed by that one.
You're really close with your brother. I'm just kidding. Oh, Lord. I don't know what to say about that. What is this one that above it? I'm seeing the word Minions. A few months back, had a dream that they released a live-action Minions movie. In the movie, Connor was an influencer doing a live stream teaching people how to speak Minion. Okay, manifestation. I do want to be in film and TV.
Do you want to be in the Minions franchise?
That's a big money franchise, like, sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could do voice acting.
I agree. You've got a great voice.
I don't know how to do the Minion thing, though. I've never seen a Minion movie.
Oh, my God. They're actually really good.
Are they?
I love the Minions music in the way that I love Alvin and the Chipmunks music.
Is it just really high-pitched and chanty?
You've never heard a Minion song? Izzy, can we play the banana? It don't matter. It's just gonna knock your socks off.
Okay.
I could watch that on loop.
It's crazy that brain rot didn't start on TikTok. It started in 2013 with the Minions movies.
Oh my God. This is awesome. I had forgotten about this piece. Do you know what is actually we can watch it. I'd love to watch this in the bonus.
What kind of birds is that? Why is it in a cardboard box?
It's the cardboard box, Berts.
That's neat. I love that.
And you push it up from the bottom. You have like many of them too.
Oh, I can't. I didn't get there yet. I'm still on my first little mini. Okay. I like this one that this girl wrote in. Basically, she's saying like she's in like a barn.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she enters a room in this barn and like there's an unfinished boat, like a big wooden boat. And then she realized, like, oh my God, I'm not supposed to be in here. Like, this is someone else's thing and I need to get out of here. And I can't remember how it ended and I don't think I screenshotted it. But I have dreams all the time where I realize I'm in someone's house and I like don't even, it wouldn't, like, my intentions were pure. I don't know how I got into this person's house, but I need to get out of this house.
I have that too, but it's my old house.
Oh, Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wait, fuck, I forgot I don't live here anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to get out, which is weird. It's like the getting out should be like, I came into this house on accident. I'm so sorry. Like, that should be easy. But they always want to kill me.
Shit.
Have you ever had a dream that a family member was trying to kill you?
I don't think so.
Not to go back to the grandma that wants to eat their grandma.
I actually do not think so. But that's a good question. If I did have a dream that a family member was trying to kill me, who would it be?
Oh my God, I found the screenshot.
Maybe my pop-up, because when I was little, he used to tell me that he wanted to marry me, and that would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, that normal fear, valid.
Because he said I was the love of his life. So that would really scare me. And so I guess that I could see that transferring over to I want to kill you.
I could see that too.
I do want to marry pop-up, though.
See, it's all in the family.
Yeah.
Freud is on to something.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one. I feel like you'll like this one. I always have this dream when I'm stressed out. I'm a theater kid. I'm usually in the audience watching a high school production I've never seen. Then a stagehand asked me to fill in for the main character. I'm quickly brought backstage and begging for a script while getting hair and makeup done. Then someone would finally give me a script where each page is the size of a fortune cookie paper. I wake up sweating and exhausted.
Whoa.
I have that all the time.
Fortune cookie paper is a nice touch.
Yeah, that is nice.
I've had the, like, where's the script before, and I just never get it.
I have had one recently where it's like, oh, I feel so good, because I've been telling you guys, like, the stand-up's been going well, and I feel comfortable, and, like, I don't really even feel the need to, like, go over stuff, at, like, that much anymore, whereas I used to be, like, the full day before I'm, like, in my hotel room, like, going over stuff. And now I'm like, no, I feel good and I'm going to do crowd work and I'm going to talk to people and whatever. But now my dreams have become, oh, I haven't prepared at all. And then I go out and this was at my college at UT Austin. They're like, all right, you're up. And it's like very famous people. And then me, like I finally got caught, like Glenn Powell, Matthew McConaughey, yeah. And then me. And then I go out and I haven't prepared anything. And I can't remember if I told this story on here before, but I went out and I go, the square root of 69 is 8 something, right? Because I've been trying to work it out. And then I drop the mic and I walk off stage and it was silent. And then everyone started like laughing and like clapping. And I was like, I just absolutely killed that.
Reinvented the wheel almost.
But then I came down stage and like all of the uppers were like so mad at me. Because they were like, you didn't prepare anything. You didn't do anything. That wasn't even a joke. That's literally a lyric from Oh Na Na, What's My Name by Rihanna and Drake.
Oh, I thought it was switching positions for you.
No. The square root of 69 is 8 something, right? Because I've been trying to work it out. Weed, white wine. Yeah, I come alive okay. in the nighttime. Yeah. Okay, where we go? Only thing we have on in the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you got a roommate. So. A song I haven't heard in 9 years.
At least you have all the lyrics memorized. Thank God.
The things that we could do in 20 minutes, girl, say my name, wave it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out.
I'll be on my deathbed and I'll be able to rap the rap verse from Down.
Should we do it?
Yeah. Down like she's supposed to be. Nope.
Oh, yeah. All right, ready?
Down like she's supposed to be. She gets down all over me. Down like her temperature, cause to me she's 0 degrees. She go like overfreeze. I got that girl from overseas. Now she's my Miss America. Ooh. Maybe this is the overseas attack that you've been thinking about.
Sweating. What does he mean he got that girl from
overseas? I don't, whatever it means, it's not good.
What do you mean by that? We'll move right along.
Okay. Dancing through life. Wow, everyone's probably seen Wicked by now.
I'm seeing it Friday for sure.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I wonder if you'll like it.
I need to show you my hotel.
Okay.
I'll show you the bonus. It's like brilliant.
Bloody brilliant?
It's brilliant. I have a balcony that I'm gonna
Ron's been splinched. Oh my God, that is like a perfect
DeSantis?
Segue. That's a perfect segue to all the British food that Izzy brought us.
Oh, yeah.
That we'll try in the bone.
Ooh, in the boner zoner. We're going to be trying British food, you guys. And I'm looking forward to the beans.
I'm looking forward to the chips.
I heart beans.
You so do.
I love beans.
And you know I don't like beans. Baked beans are okay.
That's just beans with like a pound of sugar, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's why I like it.
It's baked beans are literally like beans. From Via Legume, and then
Hola Legume,
Hola Papa. So beans should be the baby of Papa y Legume.
Oh, bebe beans.
Wait, because bebe beans.
Bebe beans. Bonjour, bebe.
Bonjour, mama.
Como se va?
I'm thirsty. I need my water and juice. Baby's itchy.
Baby what?
Itchy. Help me, I need a Benadryl. Baby bean and Benadryl.
Whoa, I just got scared that this was a dream.
That happens to me all the time when I have 2 espressos on an empty stomach.
That was weird. Something about you doing what you just did made me think this can't be real.
I mean, it's not. Nothing's real. Did you see the movie Inception?
No, but it was all a dream.
Or was it? Literally, that's
don't
the point
of the
movie.
Don't tell me. I want to see it.
No. You
no,
don't.
No, la, la.
You don't
have
know.
Have you seen Shutter Island?
There's no closure. No.
Great twist.
I'll watch Inception if you... I'll watch Shutter...
I told you I want to watch Inception.
Oh, you should watch it. It's literally a brilliant movie with a brilliant cast, and the production value is amazing, and then also, it makes you want to go to Europe.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mama has to pee so bad.
Okay.
So, and it is time to go, so I do want to bid you adieu.
Well, it's adieu, mama.
Adieu, legume.
Bye, baby.
Bye. This week on Close Friends, crinkle cut Irish potato chips.
Oh my gosh, you're blowing my freaking mind right now.
Eileen. Oh man, I got Marmonite on my panties.
Who pooped on the front of me?
Okay, someone pooped on my front.
For me in my home, we will express our anal gland.
I just feel like you're not understanding.
No, I hear you. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.